Now what we're looking at here is tumours which were grown in mice of the MCF7 human breast adenocarcinoma cell line. You have an electroporation control here and an EC3-treated tumour group. As you can see, 24 hours following treatment, there is extensive denucleation in the ECT-treated tumour. In tunnel staining, DNA strand breakage causes fluorescence. What you're looking at here is extensive fluorescence within the ECT-treated tumours, not in the electroporation alone group. This indicates that pseudoapoptosis is about to occur. When you do flow cytometric analysis on tunnel activity, you can see an enhanced fluorescence within the ECT-treated tumour cells, which indicates that DNA strand breakage is indeed occurring.